Welcome to the Did You Know Show. Here on this Tuesday afternoon, Trevor Grady and Noah Cassidy hanging out with you guys here, teaching you something new that you hopefully don't know yet. And
if you know this one, I'm going to be pretty surprised.
You want to kick us off then?
Yeah, sure. Why not? So, did you know people once trained for years to be an elevator operator?
An elevator operator?
Yeah, like basically it was a degree.
Really?
Yeah, it wasn't an official degree, but whenever they first came out, it was took a lot of training. And so here's a little backstory, okay? So the lady who invented a safer elevator, her name was Alicia Otis, okay? But that didn't mean whenever she invented it, that didn't mean that it was foolproof. So there were decades that operators of elevators were considered highly skilled jobs and requires years of study in some parts of the world, such as Germany. In the late 19th century, elevators were operated using shipper ropes. And so the operators had to be trained to precisely time pulling these ropes to arrive at the right floor in the proper timing. And so it was said that these were actually highly desirable positions. Like, people actually got paid decently for being elevator operators. Yeah. Just because it was highly sought after for your company or mm-hmm. whoever owned the building to actually have somebody who could get people to where they needed to be fairly quickly and safely, because if you had somebody who wasn't good at it, you'd have this like jolting and them trying to get you to the floor at the right time. And apparently there were a few accidents that involved people falling down the elevator shafts on the exit of the elevator due to the way that the doors were designed. That's when Alicia Otis decided to design a safer elevator. But even though it was a safer elevator, the elevators we see today didn't actually develop till over, how many decades was it later? 1960s. So that was in 1887, and it wasn't until the 1960s that actually the safety elevator got better to a point to where we are today, where they're completely automated.
That's interesting stuff. It's funny, Alicia Otis, I feel like every elevator I've ever ridden in is Otis Manufacturing.
Oh, I didn't even think about that. Yeah.
That obviously must be named after her, which is pretty cool. I wonder if that's her company or whether it's just named after her namesake. I don't know. All right. Well, do you know that jellyfish do not have a brain or a heart?
No brain or heart?
No brain or a heart.
Okay.
So obviously most animals that we know of have a brain.
Right.
But jellyfish actually just rely on two separate nervous systems. So they have the large nerve net, which controls their swimming, and then the small nerve net, which is essentially responsible for everything else that they do. And even without this brain, jellyfish do still perform complex actions, especially when they're feeding and mating, which kind of suggests that brains aren't necessarily a requirement when it comes to defining life on Earth, which I initially would have thought of. Although I guess like plants and stuff don't necessarily have brain. I don't know. I don't know the science behind all that kind of stuff.
Right.
But jellyfish actually might be better at the whole living thing than many animals, because biologists say that they have actually survived every single extinction event in Earth's history. So they've been around and they survived.
They don't have a brain.
Yeah, and they don't even have a brain or a heart. So maybe it's the brain is actually driving us crazy. And that's
maybe that's the problem. We should all just find a way to bypass the brain, live on autopilot.
Yeah, exactly. So there you go. Jellyfish don't have brains, and elevator manufacturers were pretty sought after positions back then.
Yeah, back in the day. It took lots of skill.
Little did you know. All right, we'll see you guys tomorrow.